feel any duty to watch when it's this bad. And I can watch the Cubs and the Cardinals. I really don't. I don't feel in my soul like, yeah, let me stick with this right to the end of this. I should have left it after Cutler got hurt. Because then the carnival came to town. I mean, I don't see, you know, there's just nothing in it. Is there something in that game that I would have missed?
No.
That I did miss?
No.
I went away. Cubs Cardinals were great again yesterday.
I know they were, that's but I couldn't thing. Watch him. I had stuff to do.
It's a great thing.
I have to.
Oh, my God. There's enough there. You could write that. You didn't need too much more help after, like, 2.5 quarters, did you?
I can't just leave the game and then claim to write about it. I missed the whole second half. Wasn't that a Skip Bayless comment?
Yeah. I think so.
Remember that? The column that he wrote when before he quit the Tribune, remember? He filed a column about it was an Illinois Duke game, and then he filed it on deadline, and then the game completely changed, and they ran his column anyway, and it was completely wrong, and he got all mad at Anne-Marie Lipinski, and then he left the Tribune. Remember, I forgot exactly what it was, but
a great loss! What a way to make you suffer.
It was weird.
Make you suffer when he's gone. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I know. But I don't have that responsibility, and I have the responsibility to a point, but I don't need suffering.
It was a great weekend for Joe Madden. It really was.
Yeah,
it was
I don't need suffering.
Just all the way. Just Madden, just the whole thing.
That's what I mean.
Going after the Cardinals, and
that's an adventure every day.
He gets kicked out of the game, you know, supporting his player late in the game. And they asked him, "What did you do after you got kicked out?" And he said, "I went and I poured a tall glass of Cabernet or whatever it was." And
he has it sitting on his desk.
Mentioned the wine he was drinking at the time because I mean that guy gets so much free wine. He drinks really expensive wine. He's got super, super expensive taste. Like that's the good stuff. You know, in his world, he makes too much money and life is too short to drink anything but high-end stuff. And he seemed a little loopy because it sounded like you were writing his bits because they asked him about Colton Wong and he mused about like if loving you is Wong, I don't ever want to be right. And I'm thinking that next he's going to have the giraffe with the high balls on him and the pirates coming in with a steering wheel sticking out of his pants. So that's I was waiting for that.
To me, particularly yesterday, because there was no hope. I forget what point I left the game and went to the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a couple of minutes in the fourth quarter.
You ask what's going on in the world of sports. We'll get you updated in a moment. Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Bears lose game 2 to the Cardinals. Get a full recap of the game and a look ahead to game 3 versus the Seahawks on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Nick Szepkowski.
Just not much change since yesterday other than we've gotten some results back. Jay does have a strained hamstring.
That's about all John Fox had to say about the extent of Jay Cutler's hamstring injury. Bears head coach gave no timetable for Cutler's return when he met the media at Halas Hall earlier this afternoon. Bears tried to avoid their first 0-3 start to a season since 2003. On Sunday, they traveled to take on the now 0-2 Seattle Seahawks. Cubs take on the Brewers tonight at Wrigley Field, 7:05 first pitch. Jason Hamill and Willie Peralta in the pitching matchup there. Cubs' magic number for a wild card spot sits at 5 with 13 games left to play. Around the NFL today, Tony Romo won't have surgery on his broken collarbone. He's still expected to miss 8 weeks for the Cowboys, however, and T.Y. Hilton expected to play tonight for the Colts when they take on the Jets on Monday Night Football. Earlier today, the White Sox, a 2-0 win in Detroit. Jeff Samardzija, probably his best game as a White Sox pitcher. Complete game, one hitter, just 88 pitches thrown. Sox look to take part two of that doubleheader as well. First pitch, 6:05. Eric Johnson set to take on Randy Wolf in the pitching matchup. Tune in to Joe Madden every Tuesday at noon with Spiegel and Goff. That's brought to you by Sam Adams for the love of beer. I'm Nick Szepkowski, and you're listening to the Radio Home for Bears fans. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Go Bears!
Bears Monday.
Hey, Bears.
victory for the Cardinals here on the road, 48-23 over the Chicago Bears.
Breaking down yesterday's game.
I don't know if Cutler's hurt.
Yeah, in fact, they're getting the backup quarterback, Jimmy Clausen, up and loose right now.
Back to throw. Pressure coming. Stays in the pocket. Zips the pass. Intercepted in front of Marquise Wilson.
Anytime you put a quarterback in that's gotten, you know, backup reps during a week, you know, I think it's tough really for any position, and particularly quarterback. All in all, I thought, you know, he did the best he could.
Fitzgerald trying to find the end zone for the third time, and he does! Larry Fitzgerald would not be denied.
Well, we had a great week of practice, and our coach is doing an excellent job of preparing us, the game plans, and I think they gave us exactly what we were looking for. You know, I just felt like guys weren't focusing on formation, they weren't focusing on adjustments, they weren't focusing on assignments, so.
Taking your phone calls on your Chicago Bears.
Hey, guys.
Because when you go into a situation with a positive outlook, good things will happen.
Well, what happened to the Bears? What do you think? I don't know.
Bears Monday.
River flows right out into Lake Michigan, downtown Chicago.
With Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
I've been looking for that for years now, where that river flows right out into Lake Michigan. It hasn't been that way for a while. I keep walking down there, and I expect now. I walked down there again today. I'm looking just... But where is it from? How come I haven't found that in all these years? And he found it right away. He was here 6 or 7 years, and he found it.
He lived here. He should know which way the river flows. They had an issue with sewage flowing into Lake Michigan, so they reversed it. And it goes into the, was it Ship and Sanitary Canal and various rivers, etc. But dude, I don't know. Is the broadcast bad because the Bears are bad, or is it? Does it feel worse because worse?
No, it's bad.
Okay,
that was bad. That was bad.
And I just
no. That is not like, well, you know what? They're vamping because this game sucks. No,
I don't get the Siragusa thing.
No, that was.
I will never ever understand what executive meeting, how they sit there and they say, do we need an extra salary on this broadcast?
Here's what I don't understand.
And I don't know what they pay him per game. I don't know what his contract is, but I don't know what executive of any publicly traded company is going to say that's worth the money.
They've had ample opportunity now over the years with several of their guys who do color on games leaving. They you know, kind of a you know, in the booth, out of the booth, they don't like him, we're going to fire him, we'll try somebody else. So they've had ample opportunity. Why don't they just put him in the booth?
I get the idea of a sideline reporter.
Yeah, but
somebody's
going to
chase stuff down.
Though.
He doesn't move. He's not going around chasing stuff down, working on stories, pointing things out.
Unless it's a sandwich.
I don't know why there's an ex-player standing there for no apparent reason.
Cutler is going directly to the Chicago locker room.
These Chicago Bear fans with Jay Cutler going into the locker room are not very friendly right now towards him.
Thanks. Thank you. Yes, Bears fans don't like Jay Cutler. There's your breaking news. Yeah,
since yesterday, we've put up with him for several years, listened to him, been on a lot of Bears games. But yesterday I thought was particularly awful. And again, would he be better if he was in the booth?
I don't know.
I mean, what?
I don't know if
again,
he can do a game.
Put somebody, I mean, he brings absolutely nothing. I think at this stage, he's probably bored with it. I don't know why you continue to stand down there and do stupid and say stupid things. And yes, no. While the game was awful, there's no question about that. After Cutler was hurt, it was not the game. The broadcast was not bad because the game was bad.
And we're talking about backup quarterbacks here, looking for some of this data. And I asked the question that are backup quarterbacks worse than they used to be or less accomplished?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the answer here, based on some of the numbers here, is yes, because Jeff in Roscoe Village has looked at this.
Our guy. Yeah.
And he did this by average starts per backup.
Okay.
And he has a snapshot of 2014, a snapshot of 2006, and a snapshot of 1998. Boy, I don't know how he went through the data this fast here, because that's what he does. As of last year, 6 backups had 0 career starts. 14 had fewer than 10. And 9 had more than 32. That's your grizzled old veteran.
Mm-hmm.
In 1998, 4 backups had 0 starts. 11 had fewer than 10. And 14, approximately half, had more than 32. So that's back in this time. Here's some of these names. You go back to 1998. Mike Tomczak was a backup. Jeff Blake, Dave Craig, Wade Wilson, Bubby Brister, Elvis Gerbach, Kent Graham, Rodney Peete, Gus Frerotte, Steve DeBerg, Brad Johnson.
A lot of grizzled veterans in there.
Steve Walsh, Frank Reich, Billy Joe Tolliver, Steve Berline, Steve Bono. Dave Brown. I mean, that's that's like the meat era for old man backup.
Somebody's old backup. They're young or old. They just
I didn't say they were good.
I mean, oh boy.
Now here's the other you ask. Woo. Can you name any of the four backups in 1998 who were those who had zero NFL starts at the time? Miami's Damon Heward. Jacksonville's Jonathan Quinn. Green Bay's, was it Doug Peterson with a D?
I think so.
And Steve Stenstrom of the Chicago Bears.
Bad.
Really bad.
See, even nice it, at that, could Steve Stenstrom come in right now and win a game? I mean, could he, at that point, come in and win a game for the Bears?
Right? At that point?
Yeah.
No.
See, I mean, that entire list you gave me are guys who probably couldn't come in and win a game for you. Jeff Blake was awful.
No.
Oh, Jeff, a lot of
I think
awful.
He was made a Pro Bowl, didn't he?
Yeah, but he was awful. In 98? One year, he was. No, he wasn't very
He bad. Wasn't that awful. Then some of these